A quantum leap in wealth. Most of us have heard of the term a quantum leap. Others may use the term exponential, meaning beyond a linear increase. In other words, 1 plus 1 does not always equal 2. In a quantum leap of wealth, or an exponential increase of money, 1 plus 1 can equal 5, 6, 7, or more. If you work diligently and build a strong house of bricks, I have found that there are often sudden quantum leaps of wealth, quantum leaps that people who follow a 1-to-1 ratio do not seem to have. For example, from 1985 to 1990, life for Kim and me was pretty much a life of financial struggle. Suddenly, between 1990 and 1994, we had a sudden and exponential burst in wealth and financial success. From 1994 to 1998, life again was pretty stable. We worked diligently building assets, more specifically businesses. Then, suddenly in 1999, not only did my books and games begin to take off, many of our other businesses and investments began to catch fire. It seemed like a sudden surge of good fortune, new friends, and new opportunities. Yet in reality, it was the years of working without much results and occasional financial setbacks that was the source of the surge in exponential wealth. The reason this happens is because the value of assets often increases exponentially while the value of your labor only increases incrementally. For example, my accountant told me that the value of one of my companies grew to $40 million in the year 2000. That was the price she thought we could sell it for if we wanted to sell it. At the same time, one of my attorneys raised his hourly rate by $25 an hour. That is an example of assets increasing exponentially and income increasing incrementally. When I look at the success of Rich Dad Poor Dad and our company RichDad.com, much of our current success is due in large part to my failures of the past. Sharon and Kim also had their setbacks, disappointments in business, and yet those setbacks became the lessons learned that contribute to our combined success today. I mention all this as a way of encouraging you to keep going, even though you may encounter some setbacks along your life's path. If you will learn from each setback, rather than blame or make excuses, your wealth of knowledge will increase. If you steadily work to be more and more generous, work to serve more and more people, work to increase your leverage ratios, I am quite certain that you too will experience these sudden bursts, quantum leaps, or exponential jumps in wealth. Going back to the stories that Rich Dad liked so much, it seems that even turtles can be pushed along with a sudden gust of tailwind. The power of networks. I came across a law known as Metcalfe's Law that partially explains the quantum leap or exponential burst of wealth. Robert Metcalfe is one of the founders of 3Com, the company that brought you the Palm Pilot. His law states that the economic power of a business is the square of the number in the network. Stating it more clearly is the story of the fax machine. In my early days at the Xerox Corporation, we were tasked at selling fax machines. The problem in the early 1970s was that very few people had fax machines and even fewer people knew what they did. Since there were so few fax machines, their economic value was low. Yet as time went on and more people used them, there was a sudden burst in their popularity. Today, most of my friends have fax machines in their homes as well as their businesses. So Metcalfe's law is this. If you have only one fax machine, your economic value is 1, according to the formula of 1-to-1 squared. But the moment you have two fax machines, the economic value of the network does not go up linearly. It increases in a quantum fashion. The moment you have a second fax machine, the economic value goes up to 4, not 2. 1-to-2 squared equals economic value of 4. With 10 fax machines in the network, there is an economic value of 100. After understanding Metcalfe's law, the law of networks, I knew why network marketing organizations offer such a powerful tool to average people like you and me. Applying Metcalfe's law to a network marketing business, you begin to see the power of this form of business. Today, when I talk to people who are worried about their retirement or their mutual funds in their retirement account, I often recommend they add to their portfolio a network marketing business. I say to them, if you really follow the lessons taught by some of the network marketing businesses and you build a solid business with solid people in your network, you will find that business to be far more secure than the mutual funds found in your retirement fund. If you truly work hard to make those in your network rich, they in turn will make you rich and very secure.